FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A report revealed girls as young as 11 were drugged, put in straitjackets and forced to live behind barbed wire at a church-run children's home in Gravesend. Josh has been in Rochester, where a panel of experts have released their findings.
Well, the 137-page report, which covers the period between 1967 and 1986, highlights a number of harrowing failures in the girls' care. It says Kendall House was an institute with weak governance, where control, containment and cruelty was normalised. 300 girls between the ages of 10 and 16 were at the house during the period, with many claiming to be sedated using powerful drugs before being locked in rooms. Professor Sue Proctor, who also worked on the Jimmy Savile inquiry, has been telling KMFM about the findings.
I've never worked on anything as troubling as this. The relentless cruelty, actually, in many of the cases, the default position of injecting girls that didn't have a mental health diagnosis, they were just being teenagers.
Meantime, the Bishop of Rochester has apologised, saying lessons will be learned.
You can't read the report without being shocked, appalled, saddened by the treatment which was being given to those young women in Kendall House. It's really hard to imagine what it must have been like to have been a resident and to have been subject to that sort of behaviour, that sort of treatment. So, yes, I'm deeply shocked and saddened.
The panel has made a series of recommendations and that victims made to contribute to the report be compensated.
KMFM News.
David Cameron's received a standing ovation at the end of his final Prime Minister's questions. Later this afternoon, he'll head to Buckingham Palace to offer the Queen his resignation. Theresa May is then expected to visit Her Majesty shortly afterwards to receive permission to form a government. One of her first tasks as Prime Minister will be appointing a new cabinet. KMFM's political editor is Paul Francis.
Thanks. Theresa May is going to have to make some canny choices in terms of balancing out the cabinet, in terms of whether there are sufficient number of Brexiteers in the team, along with those who campaign to remain in the EU.
Meantime, a third candidate has now emerged in the competition to become Labour party leader. Former Shadow Minister Owen Smith says he'll challenge Jeremy Corbyn and Angela Eagle.
KMFM News.
As Laura mentioned in travel, long delays remain on the M25 in Kent after a crash in the early hours of this morning. Only one lane is open on the anti-clockwise carriageway after two lorries collided between Swanley and the Darrenth interchange. It's not expected to fully reopen until six tonight. One man's been taken to hospital. A 48-year-old arrested on suspicion of drink driving has been released without charge. A man's been charged by police. Investigator reports a woman was racially abused in Maidstone at the weekend. A 53-year-old from London Road in the town is due in court next month, accused of two offences.
KMFM News.
Police are hunting three men who reportedly threatened another man with a knife during a robbery in Margate. It's claimed the victim was targeted when he was sitting in his car in Tivoli Park Avenue around 1 yesterday afternoon. We've got descriptions of the suspects at kentonline.co.uk. A play inspired by traffic jams caused by Operation Stack is on at a Kent Theatre from tonight. Stacked tells the story of lorry drivers, migrants and other travellers and has been described as a modern-day Canterbury Tales. Alda Dacey is an immigrant from Albania and now works for a migrant charity in Dover. She's taking part in it.
There are so many things that immigrants can bring into the country. There are a lot of refugees out there suffering and we need to change that, and that's the message that we are trying to give at the Marlowe Theatre, and that's the message that Migrant Help is also giving.
And Kent's Len Goodman is stepping down from his role as head judge on Strictly Come Dancing after the next series. The 72-year-old who lives in Item near Sevenoaks says it's been an honour to be part of the programme, but it's time to hand the role to someone else. It's not yet known who will replace him in 2017.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. first-choice.co.uk.
Football and Sunderland have confirmed they've given manager Sam Allardyce permission to speak to the FA about the vacant England job. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the club have made it quite clear they're unhappy, saying the ongoing speculation is extremely damaging for them. Sunderland say they want Allardyce to stay and are asking the FA to bring about a swift resolution to the matter ahead of the new Premier League season. Elsewhere, World Gymnastics Olympics champion Max Whitlock says he'll treat the Olympics like any other competition as he chases gold for Team GB in Rio. He'll be appearing at his second Games after making his debut in London 4 years ago. Whitlock says he's focused on success.
I think as an athlete and as a gymnast, I'm very ambitious. I've got aim high. So obviously every athlete would love a gold medal around their neck. For me, I need to go there, enjoy the experience and think of it like any other competition. That's what I like to do.
Yesterday, it was announced that Kent gymnasts Courtney Tullock and James Hall had missed out on a place in Team GB. Kent trampolinist Kat Driscoll was picked, though. More sports will confirm later. The athletes will represent Great Britain next month.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.